In the headlines, the police commissioner reports a generally incident-free Grand Kadumont and praises the public for their behavior. The chairman of the BTMI says Kropova has been a major success tourism-wise. The spokesman for Bridgetown Merchants also praises the festival for delivering a commercial boost. A former culture minister criticizes aspects of this year's festival and calls for a stakeholder review. The man has been charged for a fatal shooting in St. Andrew. This is the evening edition of the Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce reports a generally incident-free Grand Kadumont and Kropova Festival overall. Commissioner Boyce tells Starcom Network News the behavior of people along the route was good and that there was no major challenge, unlike last year's event, which was marred by a shooting at Black Rock, St. Michael.
When you compare to last year, this year was, by a large margin, a better year for us in terms of how everything played out. Because last year, if we reflect briefly, we know we had an unfortunate incident at Black Rock. But this year, nothing like that occurred. And by and large, everyone was well behaved. As would happen at each festival, you'll find persons who would have drank too much would misbehave. And that occurred once or twice during our moving around and observing persons who were attending. But we were able to bring those situations under control.
The commissioner praised the behavior of the Grand Kadumont spectators.
When one considers the thousands of persons who would have attended this event, we as a country on the whole should congratulate ourselves in hosting such an event, bearing in mind that we had a number of visitors who came in to attend the festival. So in essence, I want to say that minus any major event, minus any rowdyism, just one or two skirmishes, but nothing really that got out of hand, we want to thank all persons for making our work easier by the orderly manner in which they continue themselves.
Meantime, Commissioner Boyce has requested a report on the circumstances depicted in a video posted on social media, which appears to show a man being struck with a baton by a police officer in tactical gear.
I saw the video only just a couple of minutes ago, and I will have to get the full details of it. As we know, we're just seeing a part of a situation. But when I get the full story behind it, then I will speak further on it. At this point, I would just ask persons to give me a report on it. I'm going to get that report and get from the beginning to the ending of it, because it's just a clip. But I would like to find out what occurred before what I noticed in the video.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce. Chairman of the Board of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams, considers this year's Kropova Festival to have been a major success tourism-wise. Ms. Williams highlighted the attendance of many influencers as well as celebrities, including Barbados's national hero, Rihanna.
Oh my goodness, we had so many people. And as you can see, Rihanna came back and participated on the road, jumping. We had Ira Star from Africa. We had African influencers. We had media from Africa. We had media from the UK, media from all over the world, US, just participating. Some of them even not from us even soliciting them, but them coming on their own to just highlight this festival and 50 years of this festival. So for us, it has been a success. For us, we will continue to grow and work with the NCF to see that this festival remains one of the top festivals to come to and the biggest summer festival there is.
She emphasized the importance of stakeholder collaboration.
As the bands are growing, we need to work with those band leaders more, and just to make sure that they're happy, we need to work with the artists more. We need to play more of our music. There's so many more things that we can do, but for tourism, I think we are working hand in hand with the National Cultural Foundation, and I think we have a very strong festival and it will continue to grow and get better.
That's the chair of the board of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams. An increase in the number of Kropova events this season has resulted in a general boost in sales for some Bridgetown retailers. This is according to Chairman of Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, businessman Eddie Abed. Mr. Abed said business has been good.
The entire season this year did not disappoint in the retail sector generally. Those who sold garments, shoes, cosmetics, hair, any of these items that would have played well in supporting people's looks and helping them dress for the event were very, very well received. Some had extremely good sales, some had better than average sales, but generally most people saw an uptick in their sales. And this was driven by all of the events. And this year we had so many more events than we've had in previous years.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. Meantime, former Minister of Culture, Stephen Lashley, has issued a statement outlining what he considers to be a number of shortcomings in this year's Cropover Festival. He believes there should be a stakeholder consultation to review this year's events and to correct any issues that occurred.
I would urge that, you know, there is a urgent meeting of the minds to put it right and ensure that the next festival, we don't have the kind of problems that we have seen in this, our major event of 50 years.
Former Minister of Culture, Stephen Lashley. Betty West Productions, Fifth Element Mass and Vida by Esquire have dominated the awards for this year's Grand Cadument. The Betty West Band, led by Betty West, took the first place. Prizes for Best Band on the Road, Large Band of the Year in the Heritage category, Best Flag Person and the BMA Brands of Barbados Large Band Award. Ms. West says while this year was a challenging one for her, she is pleased with how things went.
Yesterday, I was proud to see my banner. For all the difficulties I've been through, I felt great. And all my band members really enjoy themselves. But all in all, for me yesterday, it was good when that little rain came down. You know, we really enjoyed that whatnot. And the most important thing, we were all safe. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 years because I want to go at least next 2 years with the competition. But with all my trials, I still came through successfully.
Band leader for the Betty West Band, Betty West. Meanwhile, Vida by Esquire won the Gold Award for Advertising for Large Party Band of the Year and Best Presentation in the Party Band category. Band leader for Vida by Esquire, Ryan Ford, says the awards are a testament to the band's hard work.
Even though we did enter, the aim or the focus is not about just an award, but for us it shows the great work our teams have put together from the directors all the way down to the partners that we work with. They've done a tremendous job and they've helped us get to our dreams and our goals of creating a band that it rings across the island as well as the rest of the world, because we had a diverse grouping of people. The biggest reward that we had is when other Caribbean people who you compete with for various festivals and carnivals, them carnivals, us festivals, is so good to hear when they are so excited and happy with the product and service that we were able to provide.
Band leader for Vida by Esquire, Ryan Ford. Fifth Element Mass took the first prize for Best Presentation in the Heritage category, Best Individuals, both male and female, BMA Brands of Barbados Small Band Award, and Small Band of the Year in the Heritage category. Aura Experience, which by far was the largest band on the road with an estimated 3,000 revelers, does not compete and therefore was not eligible for any awards. Finally, a man has been charged for a fatal shooting at Belle Plaine St. Andrew in June. 33-year-old Kevin Chandler of Chalky Mount St. Andrew is accused of murdering Seth Batson on June 19th. The body of the 20-year-old Batson, who resided at Lanes Road, Britain's Hill, was discovered at the Belle Plaine playing field on June 19th with gunshot injuries to the upper body. Chandler appeared before Magistrate Wayne Clark at the Holtown Magistrates Court today and has been remanded to Dodds Prison. He's scheduled to reappear on Monday, August 12th at the District F Belle Plaine Magistrates Court. And this coming to hand, the Barbados Police Service is trying to locate a female mental patient who has escaped from the psychiatric hospital at Blackrock St. Michael a week ago. 18-year-old Jade Barnett of Parishland, Christchurch, escaped from the female admissions ward of the psychiatric hospital approximately 5 p.m. last Monday, July 29th. She's described as being approximately 5'2" tall, slim build, big forehead, thin eyebrows, small features, puffy cheeks, thin lips, big ears, and a pointed nose. Her hair is brown in color, straightened and braided into two cornrows. At the time of her escape, she was wearing a large shirt, long pink tights, and was barefooted. Top stories in the evening edition. Police Commissioner reports a generally incident-free Grand Kadoumont and praises the public for their behaviour. And the chairman of the BTMI says Cropova has been a major success tourism-wise. And that's the evening edition, the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.